heavenly splendor. We pledge our time, talent, and treasures for the work of our one family in this coming year. You made the heavens and the earth. May we ever praise your name and serve you to all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of Christ Jesus, the King. Amen. This is the last Sunday of the church year. It's also called Christ the King Sunday, the end of the church year. And even though the world dates the year from January 1st to December 31st, this is the end of the church year for Christians all around the world. And all around the world, pastors, congregations are focusing on the kingdom of Christ, his coming again in glory, and what the kingdom of God is. Then, of course, next week we begin the church year with Advent, the color blue, the color purple, the beginning of a whole new church year, preparation for Christmas, and the celebration of Jesus' first coming at Bethlehem. But before we do that, today we're looking at Jesus' second coming in glory on the last day. So let me ask you, what picture comes to your mind when I say the kingdom of God? Do you think of something external? Do you think of something inside of you? Do you think of Jesus' last day and return? What is your picture of the kingdom of God? The Lord Jesus' return has many names in the scripture. It's Jesus' second coming. The Greek word is parousia, which means he comes beside us. It's called the last day. It's called resurrection day. It's called judgment day. And because we are in the end times and all the signs are here of the end times, Jesus' return is imminent. It could happen next week. It might not come for 1,000 years, but every day we should be ready to die today or for our Lord Jesus Christ to return. So as we conclude the church year today, we rejoice that the kingdom of God has come to us in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And from our three texts today, these are the three pictures of the kingdom of God before us. First, there is the kingdom of power, the heavens and the earth. Then there's the kingdom of grace at the cross of Calvary. And finally is the kingdom of glory when Jesus returns on the throne of heaven on the last day. So let us look at the kingdom of power, the kingdom of grace, and the kingdom of glory on this day. What is the kingdom of God? Well, first of all, it is indeed the kingdom of power, because he made the heavens and the earth. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all three persons of the Trinity, were involved in creation. The Father spoke the Word, which was his Son, through whom he created all things, and the Spirit hovered over the surface of the waters. And Paul says this morning, amazing things about Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God. He is God in human flesh, the firstborn of all creation, Paul says. Through Jesus, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, all things were created through Jesus and for Jesus. He is before all things. In him all things hold together. This indeed is the kingdom of power, the creation of the heavens and the earth. You are in this kingdom of power. In the first article of the Apostles' Creed, he created the heavens and the earth, and he created you. God created the universe by his word. It was not a big bang. We did not evolve from lower life forms. That's the religion of evolution, which is contrary to Holy Scripture. We were created by the Word of God. He spoke everything into existence, everything according to its kind. He created the sun and the moon and the stars, the earth and the sea, the animals, the birds, the fish. And He created us, our parents, Adam and Eve, created us body and soul. And He gives you your daily bread. He gives you your vocation, your calling, all of your abilities, all of your talents, all of your possessions. And of course, on Thanksgiving Day this week, we thank Him for all of these earthly temporal blessings which He's poured out upon us. So my friends, the kingdom of God, first of all, is the kingdom of power. He who created the heavens and the earth created you and recreated you in holy baptism. He knows your name. He knows you personally. You are His child, adopted into His kingdom through faith in Christ Jesus. Yes, every day when we saw the super moon this past week, or whether you enjoy the sunrise or the sunset, every day you were living in His kingdom of power, the heavens and the earth. Secondly, the kingdom of God is the kingdom of grace, which is seen at the cross of Calvary. The kingdom of grace, God's undeserved love, was pictured for us today in the gospel lesson. And you may have been wondering why on the last Sunday of the church year are we hearing the reading from Good Friday about Jesus' crucifixion. Well, it's because we cannot come into the kingdom of glory if it wasn't for the kingdom of grace. Jesus, long before He had the throne of glory in heaven, had the throne of the cross. Christ the King reigns from His cross. And so we live in the kingdom of grace. They led Jesus, the innocent man, to be crucified between two criminals who were guilty. The place was called the place of the skull, which is also Calvary or Golgotha. It was called the place of the skull either because that's where they crucified people or it was shaped like a skull. And there at Calvary, as they're nailing Jesus to the cross, He's looking at the soldiers with mercy in His eyes and says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He knows that they don't realize that they are crucifying God's Son. But so He is fulfilling what God had planned in Psalm 22. "They pierce my hands and feet. My God, why have You forsaken me? And for my garments they cast lots," the soldiers did. Everything that those who opposed Jesus, everything they said about Jesus as He was on the cross as an insult, amazingly, it was all true. They mocked Jesus. "He saved others. He cannot save Himself." That's exactly right. He came to save you and me, not Himself. They say, "Oh, so you were the Christ." They were right. He was the Christ, the anointed Messiah. They say, "You are God's chosen one." He was. The Father said at His baptism, "This is my beloved Son." They say, "Oh, you were the King of the Jews." That's right. He was the King of the Jews. They condemned Him. Even the one criminal condemned Him. But the one criminal who had faith said, "This man has done nothing wrong." He realized that the innocent one was being crucified for us guilty ones. Jesus is the head of the body, the church. After He was taken down from the grave and placed in the tomb, He was raised from the dead. He is preeminent. All the fullness of the deity dwells bodily in Christ. This is an astounding mystery of the incarnation. And you have been reconciled to God the Father because Christ has made peace with God the Father by the blood of the cross. This is the kingdom of grace, which is explained in the second article of the Apostles' Creed, that Jesus incarnate of Mary has saved you not with gold or silver, but with His holy precious blood, and his innocent suffering and death. He has delivered you from the dominion of darkness and brought you and transferred you into the kingdom of light of his beloved Son. You have redemption, which means you have been bought back by the payment of Christ's blood. You have the forgiveness of sins, which means you're washed clean. Your conscience has been cleansed by Christ, which you heard in absolution this morning, which you will receive in Holy Communion, that you've been justified and declared righteous by Christ's sacrifice in your place. Can you imagine if you did not have faith? Can you imagine if you lived in the world's darkness? Every time I turn my television set on and see another new TV show and sitcom, you realize this place is getting darker and more evil and violent and vile. It's best to turn the TV off. It's a waste of time. And it brings us down to see the darkness of this world because we've been delivered from that darkness. We've been brought into the kingdom of light of his beloved Son. So first of all, the kingdom of God is indeed the kingdom of power. The creator of the heavens and the earth has made you. It is also the kingdom of grace. The Lord Jesus Christ from his throne at Calvary and the cross has given you forgiveness and brought you into the kingdom of light. And thirdly, there is the kingdom of glory. And this is the kingdom that has not yet come. The throne of heaven on the last day. This is the one thing that has not yet happened. Do you realize what a privilege it is to live in this generation, in this era? The kingdom of power and the creation of the world has been there for millennia. The kingdom of grace came in Christ Jesus and he ascended to the right hand of God. Our generation only has one thing for which we wait: the coming of the kingdom of glory and the throne of God on the last day. The kingdom of glory was described today in lessons, especially in Malachi, when the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, the Lord of hosts, which means the Lord of the armies of angelic warriors. That's what that means, by the way. The hosts are the angelic warriors and armies of angels. The Lord is the Lord of all of those. This Lord is coming on that day, which is the last day. And a book of remembrance will be opened up, Malachi said. And the distinction will be seen between those on his right who are destined for heaven and those on his left who are destined for hell. The book of remembrance is opened up, and those whose names are not written in that book, those who are arrogant evildoers, who have tested and flaunted God, who have been wicked, who did not serve God, who did not repent, now they will mourn and lament and weep. They will want the mountains and the hills to collapse down on them because damnation has come to them. They will be eternally separated from God. They had no use for God here in time. And so they will be separated from God for eternity. But in the book of remembrance, in the book of life, be the names of his elect, those who have faith in Christ on his right, who will come into heaven. They kept God's word through faith in Christ Jesus. They feared the Lord and served him. They esteemed his triune name. They are God's treasured possession. They are the righteous who are spared. They have the gift of heaven through faith in Christ Jesus. And they will abide with the Lord forever in heaven. You are in this kingdom of glory. In the third article of the Apostles' Creed, the Holy Spirit has given you faith, called you into his kingdom, and will raise your body on the last day. When Jesus was asked by the thief on the cross, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom," you see a picture of you and me. You and I are that thief on the cross next to him. We are the criminal. We realize our sins and our guilt. But did you notice three things about this criminal? He had faith in Jesus. He knew who he was. He confessed his sin. I am being punished justly. His faith, this man has done nothing wrong. And says, remember me in your kingdom. He's calling forth for mercy. And he hears the ultimate absolution and forgiveness. Today, you will be with me in paradise. You see, when Jesus comes in glory, we truly will be with him. He will take us to paradise. The word paradise is the new Garden of Eden in the book of Revelation, where we come into the garden, we can eat from the tree of life, and we can drink from the river of life. The new paradise, the new garden where Jesus walks with us in the garden like he did originally with Adam and Eve. What a joy it will be to be in paradise. And we know at the day of our death and the day of our glorious resurrection, we too will hear the words of Jesus. Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. So in conclusion, on this last Sunday of the church year, as we look at the second coming of Jesus, and next week begin the preparation for his first coming in Advent, we are awaiting the glorious return of our Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds of heaven. We will see the holy angels, there will be the trumpet call of God, and the great events of that last day, Judgment Day, Resurrection Day, the Parousia. Meanwhile, his kingdom is coming to us through the cross, the empty tomb, his ascension as our intercessor and high priest before God's throne of grace. He is coming to us right now through preaching, teaching, baptism, absolution, and Holy Communion. His kingdom comes to us now as we await the final day that has not yet come. With the Apostle John in Revelation, we say, come, Lord Jesus. So rejoice in his threefold kingdom. He has come in his kingdom of power in the heavens and the earth. He is coming to us right now in his kingdom of grace. And he will come in glory on the last day. So now, if you're ever asked what comes into your mind when you're asked what is the kingdom of God, these are the three pictures for you. His kingdom of power, grace, and glory, in which we rejoice until he comes on that last day. To him alone be all glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.